Tantor Audio presents The Winter Horses by Philip Kerr. Narrated by James Langton. Much of this old story has been gathered together like the many fragments of a broken vase. The pieces do not always fit as best they might, and indeed it's quite possible that several of them do not belong here at all. It cannot be denied that the story has many holes and could not withstand much scrutiny. Historians will object, as they always seem to do, and say there is no real evidence that the old man and the girl, who are the story's hero and heroine, ever really existed. And yet, if today you were in Ukraine, and dared to put your ear into the wind, or perhaps took a trip across the steppe and listened to the deep voices of the bison, the whoop of the cranes, or the laughter of the Shevalsky's horses, you might learn that about the truth. The animals are never wrong. And that even if there are some parts of this story that are not exactly true, they could be, and that is more important. The animals would surely say that if there is one truth greater than all of the others, it is that there are times when history must take second place to legend. Chapter 1. It was during the summer of 1941 that, to a man, the management of the State Steppe Nature Reserve of the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic ran away. Before he drove from the reserve, in his shiny black limousine, Boris Demyanovich Krajnik, who was the senior manager, ordered Maxim Borisovich Milnik, who looked after all the animals on the nature reserve, to run away too.
"The Germans are coming," he'd told Max. "Their armies have attacked and invaded the Soviet Union without warning. They've already taken the great city of Kiev, and they will be here soon, perhaps as early as next week."